Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Checking in from red hot Miami, Florida, is our friend and cohort in crime, Mr. Brad Blanks.
Oh, Scott, Patty, Sue, John, how you going, guys? Yes, I'm here at Radio Row. Scott, this is I know you love a good radio goober convention, and this one really takes the cake. There's 500 radio stations from all over the world now here gathered in the Miami Beach Convention Center, and they're all ready to talk and sort of break down the Super Bowl leading into Sunday.
Oh, now, sure.
I got to give you an assignment while you're there.
Oh, jeez. I've got a few for you.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready, mate. I've got my pen.
Here's what I want you to do. Terry Bradshaw he's got a new reality show on E channel.
Yeah, you're all set. You're ready for it, aren't you?
It's called The Bradshaw Bunch.
Right.
And it's all about his friends and his family and all that. You get a peek into his day-by-day, you know, life.
Okay.
Yep.
He's got a big ranch in Oklahoma. And that's where a lot of it takes place. And his wife, Tammy, remember he was talking to Tammy when we were interviewing him and telling Tammy what a great job I was doing.
Is there a big demand for this show?
Don't start. I'm trying to patch something up here, Patty. There you go. That's exactly what we don't want to tell.
No, I'm just curious.
So what I want you to do, Brad, just make sure, you know, doll it up a little bit, you know, put some roses on top. Just say, you know, my friend Scott Shannon has a show in New York, and he'd love to have you on there.
To talk about your reality show.
That Patty thinks is a stink bomb.
I didn't say that. I just asked if there was demand for it.
Just say, you know, he wanted to let you know he's standing by to speak with you anytime and give him the hotline number and all that, okay? Yeah.
And what if he says, look, I just don't want Scott to
I don't
want
to hear
shingles.
That.
I want shingles.
Tell him I won't mention the shingles. All right, would you do that? See if you can
I'm going to do it.
See, that's a little patchwork. You know, when they go down the road with a truck full of asphalt.
Right,
and
they just throw some in the hole.
I need
you're
you to,
a truck full of asphalt.
I need you.
No, Scott's the hole.
I need you to fill in the hole there. I need you to fill in the pothole.
So I have to mend the Terry Bradshaw-Scott Shannon relationship. I have to bring you guys back together.
You get it back together. Right.
Good luck.
I don't know where it stands right now, but I don't think I'd even discuss that. He may not even remember speaking with me.
with any luck.
He'll remember. He'll remember. Even his wife, Tammy, that day was telling him to get off the phone for talking to you.
So just see if you can fix that. But your job is to fix that.
No, well, you know, it's quite interesting. The person I spoke to yesterday, Scott, is someone that's a brilliant at trade negotiation. You know, so I probably need this woman to fix this relationship. She's the executive director of international trade for Miami-Dade County Board of County Commissioners.
Wow.
Can I ask you a quick question?
Yep.
There's about a jillion football players running around.
Oh, but this is high finance.
There's probably about a billion famous current and ex-football players. And you got Margaret, the director of the trade
consortium.
Board.
Yeah. That's international trade.
All right.
Good get. She gave me a free beer and she
good
gave me some get free food.
I heard
food
that.
Yeah, I was at a function. And, so I had a chat here to Margaret. She's fantastic. She's bringing great, you know, she's excited about what the world is coming, that the world is coming to Miami.
Okay, good.
You know what?
Well, let's hear her.
Word for
let's
John. That's why you don't have a TV show, John.
Okay.
Anymore, that couch and all that. All right, here we go with Brad and who?
Margaret.
Margaret.
Brad Blanks, and I'm here with a very important woman.
My name is Margaret.
Please tell me a bit about Miami and the things that are going on this weekend.
We're on the beach and stuff. We stay out here over close to the beach. There's a lot of nightclubs in Miami. Straight up party animal. Yes.
Well,
yes.
What does that involve for you?
Moscato drinking. That's it.
How is your community prepared for the Super Bowl?
Got all kind of drink specials, food specials, club specials, concert specials, hairstyles, nails, makeup. Everything's going on in Miami this weekend. Yeah. Everything. Super Bowl weekend.
What sort of hair do you have at the moment?
Well, the hair I got on my head is a 27-piece sewed in. Just set up here looking good. That's what I do for Super Bowl weekend.
How many foreign dignitaries have you had fly in for this and important people?
Oh, someone famous. Lizzo.
Is Lizzo here?
Yep, Lizzo's here. Yep, yeah. Yep. Right. She in concert tomorrow night. Yeah. Yep.
What do you think you're going to eat?
Seafood. Crab legs, lobster, all that good stuff. Steak. Yeah.
Tell me a bit more about Miami-Dade County and the work that you've done here.
Well, you know what? I contribute a lot around here. I patronize a lot of people around Dade County.
Yeah.
That's what I do. Yep.
Been nice?
Very nice. Yep.
What fun can happen on the beach?
Oh, it's a lot of stuff going on this beach. A lot of stuff I can't say and a lot of stuff I can. Come on down and have some fun.
Advice for visitors to your fine city?
Oh, shirts off and maybe a couple of pair of pants off. But you know what? It's going to be nice.
A couple of what?
Pair of pants off.
Well, you're a fine public servant for this fine city. Thank you for having me.
We're very happy to have you too. Come back again. Thank you so much.
27 piece hair?
27 piece, baby.
Yeah, it looks good. I love it.
Thank you.
She's got a good personality.
I'm surprised you didn't ask her about Brexit kicking in the UK.
Yeah, she's doing great work.
Well, she's international trade.
That's right. She's down there on Ocean Drive, standing there, so many people are approaching.
Brad, I don't know if you know, but there's two teams playing, the Chiefs and the 49ers. I wouldn't be upset if you ran into one of those people. Don't get me wrong, Margaret was great, but she's not playing, is she?
She's playing.
She's got good hair. You love people with good hair.
I tell you what, I'd like to hear from Travis Kelce. He plays for the Chiefs.
All right, I'll try and find him. But the big one is Terry Bradshaw. I got to get Terry for you.
Get Terry. See if you can't patch that up.
Or, worst case, get Margaret again.
No, we got enough of Margaret.
I'll be at the J-Lo Shakira press conference today. I'll sense the tension there.
Kelce did an interview with your bud Jim Nance. And he said, I've learned one thing since I've been in Miami. You got to fight for your right to party. That was his interview, all right?
Fantastic. All right, mate. All right. Thank you. Jerry Bradshaw, I'm going to find him.
Find him. Fill in the pothole, will you?